The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Monday morning, you show the fight. Friday, I got traveling on my mind. First you love me, and then you fade away. I can't go on believing this way. I got nothing but
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, it is Monday morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. And being Monday, we have our favorite guy from the Pensacola, Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Their president and CEO, Todd Thompson, is on the phone with us. Now, you have to understand, Todd is a busy fellow, and he was already out and about this morning in the rain at a ribbon cutting. So Todd's on the line with us. He's heading into the studio. So we're going to have some fun with this because now he is our reporter on the beat. How are you, Todd?
I'm doing great. Yeah, this is kind of exciting. Yeah, just leaving a groundbreaking ceremony at Pensacola State College with Dr. Meadows and a bunch of community leaders. For a new aviation airframe and power plant mechanics facility.
Really?
Built, right there off of Langley Avenue, where they're doing the construction with ST Engineering.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be adjacent to their facility. So this will be the place where Pensacola State College trains the next generation of aviation repair folks who will be working on the airplanes there and creating those jobs for our community and keeping the talent that we need to stay here in Pensacola and Escambia County. So it was a great morning. We had all sorts of civic leaders, people who've been working on this from its inception, people like Mayor Ashton Hayward, Mayor Grover Robinson. We had folks from Mayor D.C. Reeves' office. We also, we had our county commissioners. Just a lot of folks who have put in a lot of work to see this happen. And just exciting to be at the groundbreaking and looking forward to this facility being here soon and start training those folks.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And do they have any idea, maybe you may not know this yet, about when that facility will be opening up for classes?
No, they didn't get into any of those specifics, but but it is happening, if I find out more, then I'll update our listeners.
Yeah, we can bring that in when you come in next time. No worries. So much has been happening at the Chamber, and last week we had the PACE Awards, and that was really a fun event.
Yeah, so it was the 65th Annual PACE Awards. Give a shout out to our sponsor, title sponsor, Emanuel Shepherd and Condon. But we had 8 incredible winners in all these different categories. And it's always just an inspiring evening to learn about these leaders in our community, the things that they do to make Pensacola and Escambia County really tick. You learn a bit about their backstories. We have videos that we play during the ceremony where their family, their coworkers will kind of give you some insight into how they do the things they do. And so we'll be putting those out on our social media platforms over the next week. We started doing that late last week, but all those videos, you can go check those out on Facebook and LinkedIn. It's always my favorite event because it's just seeing all the great people in our community and all the great work that they're doing. Just to be a part of that is something special.
Well, one of the things that I love about it is that you also recognize, it's not like you just recognize the, let's say, the top five people who are, or the most popular or something like that. You recognize the people that have been doing the work. And I love you kind of run the gamut from the emerging leader, the young people, the young professionals that are kind of up and coming get recognized. And then you do recognize those folks who have spent a lifetime of contributing to the Pensacola community. And one of my favorites is the Spirit Award.
Yeah, so Spirit of Pensacola is given to someone who, you know, really does have that spirit of you know, being all about our community and has really spent their life investing in our community with their time and their efforts and has made our community better. So this year's winner was Jennifer Grove, who has done so much in our community. Focusing on education, healthcare outcomes, workforce development, mentoring, leadership, and you know, just such a worthy recipient of that award and just a wonderful part of our community.
And I can give you, let's see, I want to make sure I've got the right. I do have a list of the other winners. Advocate leader was Cindy Bonner. Director at Raleigh Gulf Coast, leader in education, Dr. David Beller, is that how you pronounce it, Beller? Dean of UWF.
Beller.
Business leader, Brett Aldridge, Chief Operating CEO at Baptist Healthcare. Community leader was Kristen Longley. She's the Director of Public Affairs at Cox Communications. Professional leader, Will Condon, President CEO of Ascension Sacred Heart. And let me see here. Hang on one second. Emerging leader was Sam Young, Chief CEO of the Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. And then, as you said, Spirit of Pensacola, Jen Grove. And the Pioneer Award went to Dr. Marcus Paul. What is that? What is the Pioneer Award?
So, Pioneer Award is really someone who has been a pioneer, who's been on the front edge of, you know, doing things in our community and doing things that really haven't been done before. So if you don't know Dr. Paul's story, you know, he is an African-American dentist who, you know, broke so many barriers in his lifetime and his career to get where he is today, all while being a leader in our community and working to bring people together to work with law enforcement and the business community and some underserved areas to try to improve those relationships. So, you know, someone who is just, you know, has done things that maybe haven't been done before in our community. And Dr. Paul really fit that perfectly.
Oh, that's so great. So if folks want to see the videos that were produced for the PACE Awards, those are going to be online sometime this week on the Greater Pensacola Chamber's website, pensacolachamber.com. So speaking of leadership.
Yeah, what?
Oh, go ahead. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, we'll be putting them on our social media platform. So
good. Okay.
Facebook is probably the best one to find those, and we'll be putting out one a day, so be on the lookout for those.
Terrific. And that'll be on the Facebook page.
Yes.
Okay. Well, speaking of leadership, I know the leadership class, are they finished the project? Where are they now? We're getting into those final days of completing their project. How are they doing, and are you in the process now of getting applications for next year's class?
Yes, so this year's class has about a month left. They graduate in mid-May, so they are putting the final touches on their project for this year. They've got a few more of their days that they'll still be doing. They have Military Day upcoming, and then closing retreat, and then graduation, so a lot happening with this class over the next month. And in terms of looking at next year, we are in the process. So we had the nomination window closed a few weeks ago. So we are in the process of taking the applications from those who were nominated. Mm-hmm. And then those will be considered by our committee. And then we'll be sending out those notifications after this class graduates in mid-May, so, you know, before probably the beginning of June, the next class will be notified, and then they'll start their program in August.
Well, I had the class, this year's class, on the show, gosh, several months ago, and they were just getting started on their project. Can you tell us a little bit about their project and where they're at this point?
Yeah, so they are working on a house for Favor House, mm-hmm. and are putting, like I said, kind of putting the finishing touches on that. You know, they put a lot of kind of sweat equity into it, which has been great to see. They've spent a lot of time there, painting, doing all the things that needed to be done. And it's really exciting. Haven't scheduled when they'll do that ribbon cutting, but they'll be doing that probably in a few weeks.
Okay.
Again, very exciting
to see
that come to fruition.
Now, this is really hilarious. Our reporter on the beat is coming into the studio now. Todd Thompson is here. God bless you for coming in after all this. You're so good. Your headphones are right there. This may be a first from the street to the studio live.
Yeah, well,
I love it.
I wasn't too far down the road.
But, right, but the dedication to come in and in spite of all your busy schedule, I really appreciate you, Todd.
No, it's kind of fun to do it.
He's like, see him walking in the studio with his phone on. I love it. So we were just talking with Todd Thompson with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. If you have a question for Todd about the chamber, their events, what's going on in the community, you can always text that in at 850-437-1620. So we've talked a little bit about the PACE Awards, the groundbreaking you're at this morning, leadership class. What are some other things on your agenda that you'd like to let people know about today?
Yeah, so next week we have a few great events. We have our Women in Business Coffee.
I love that.
Yeah, so it's going to be next Thursday. We're having it on Thursday because Friday's Good Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, already.
Already.
Oh, my goodness. Get ready for Easter. Oh, my goodness.
Right. But this month's topic, we're going to have actually two of our board members, Casey Gartman, who works for Baptist Healthcare, and Jordan Conti, who works at Navy Federal, talking about, you know, and it's escaping me exactly what we titled, but it's basically trying to have it all, but realizing you got to kind of be real and
you have to have balance in your life. It's hard to be a wife, a mother, and a CEO.
Exactly.
All at the same time.
And both of these ladies are going through it mm-hmm. and sharing their experiences, and they're both in, you know, high leadership roles with their employers. So it's going to be really interesting. That's next Thursday. 8:30 a.m. at the chamber, so you can register online for that.
Okay.
And then that same evening, we have our business after hours.
Oh, okay. Where's it going to be this time?
We're at Scenic Hills Country Club.
Oh, fun.
It should be a lot of fun. You know, Scenic Hills has been great to us. We have our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast there every month, and so we're doing business after hours there this month.
Yeah, some people ask me when I was over at the Pensacola Beach Chamber occasionally, they say, so why do you have these business after hours? What is the point of all that?
Well, you know, people love networking. That's one thing we've really discovered when we've done surveys about our events and what we do at the chamber. You've got some folks that are really looking to make those connections. And you know, even though we're over 1,100 members, the vast majority of those members are small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people who really need to get connected to other small businesses and other people in our community. And this is, you know, that opportunity to do that. I mean, it's after hours, so it's after work. It's always relaxed and fun. Mm-hmm. We have door prizes. And,
right.
It's you know, just a great way to connect. And, you know, you hear the stories of people say, wow, I met, you know, this person who's become a client, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's really helped my business. So it's just, it's a great way to network and to connect with folks.
Well, it was really interesting because pre-COVID, some of the networking events at all of the chambers across the country were kind of losing, people were losing interest. They were all into emails and texting, and the sort of cyber communications was the hot thing.
Right.
And, oh, it's so passé to go to a shake hand. After COVID, I mean, everyone wanted to get back out, shaking hands, seeing people. There is nothing better than meeting someone, looking them eye to eye, shaking their hand, exchanging business cards, and actually possibly doing business together. And if not, it's that 6 degrees of separation.
Right.
Where you get someone, well, I know someone that does that, and I know some. I love networking. I love that part of chambers and what they do. And so y'all do it the best of all of them, I'm sure, because I have to kind of, I'm a little biased.
Yeah, right.
I have a couple of favorites. But,
right.
But, I mean, really, it's so wonderful. And there's a real value to it. It's not just hanging around drinking, because some people, oh, well, that's what they do. No. It's a great environment to sort of let your hair down a little bit and just talk to somebody about what you do. It's really valuable. If you're in business, and you can come if you're not a member if you want to try it out, right?
But yeah.
There's a small fee to do that. That's always a good thing too.
Yeah. And it's been good for us to bring in new members,
right?
Because people experience it and they're like, wow, you know, there's just a great way to connect and they see the value in it.
Yeah. And it's a different place every month. So you can also find out, if you've never been to the Scenic Hills Country Club, you can check it out. And that's fun too.
Yeah. And that's, you know, the great thing for the sponsors is they get to show off their business.
Mm-hmm.
They get the opportunity to, you know, talk and explain what they do, who they are. This past month, we were at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida.
Great.
So Paula and her team got to kind of explain what they do, their needs for Big Brothers and Big Sisters,
mm-hmm.
and show off their great facility. So that, you know, that's one of the cool things as well, is, you know, if you host a business after hours, you know, people get to find out where you are, what you do. Meet your people and it's another great advantage.
Well, if someone wants to become a member of the chamber, they're all different levels, you know, price structure for that. And you can go online at PensacolaChamber.com to look that up, or you could always call. I don't know your number off the top of my head, but you can call the chamber.
Yeah. It's 475-4999.
And someone can help you.
Yeah. Willa Licata will definitely answer all your questions, give you all the great information. You know, membership's been going great. It seems like every day there's someone new coming through the front door asking to join.
Well, you know, it's amazing because Pensacola, in the 20 years I've been here, has grown so much. But even in recent years, especially post-COVID now, what is your sense of our economy, you know, this new groundbreaking is so much a support of workforce development? You had our guest last time a couple weeks ago. We talked a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your sense of it as you talk to all the business leaders in this community? What kind of what is the energy? What are you feeling that you're sensing now in our community?
It's very positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're seeing growth. You're seeing new business come in. You're seeing new houses being built, which is an important something that's much needed, because you hear about, you know, the housing problem, and if you don't have enough housing, that's what causes the prices to go up. So you know, more houses are being built. You know, there's the great opportunity at Outlying Field 8 with, you know, what could happen there and with economic development opportunities.
Are they still kind of trying to figure that out at this
point?
The, is that still sort of up for debate?
The county's negotiating with a couple of the developers, and, you know, we'll see where that lands.
Because that'll be huge.
Right, yeah.
I mean, once they make a decision and get developing that area, that's going to be huge.
Right,
impact,
yeah.
I would imagine.
And, you know, obviously that part of Escambia County is growing rapidly as it is. The 9 Mile Road, Beulah Pine Forest area, that's, you know, really exploding right now as it is. And once, you know, that property gets developed, that's only going to, you know, continue to grow. So, you know, things like that were happening today at Pensacola State College, having these training programs, what UWF's doing, what the school district's doing, you know, it's all help feed that workforce that we need. But, you know, yeah, I mean, things are on a positive trajectory. You see the things that are happening in the city with Mayor Reeves, you know, the city and county are talking about the Bay Center, what might happen there. And
yeah, I'm intrigued by all of that. And, right. of course, I'm also intrigued about what's going to happen to the Crown Plaza.
Yeah,
building, and that's kind of the big question mark.
Right, yeah, right now. That's a question I get a lot.
And it's such a prime location, and I hate to. It was wonderful when we could go there and participate in events and things like that. So it's a shame that it's sitting there idle, but it is right next to the Bay Center, and that's that whole area you could just envision a big complex, some kind of change that could be very positive.
Yeah, and so they had a committee of the whole county commission meeting last Thursday morning where
they did. Oh, okay.
Where they brought in really all the players, you know, who would be involved with that.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, obviously the county, but also Mayor Reeves was there. You had the school district, some other folks escaping me right now. But, you know, you really had a lot of people who would be involved with a large scale project like this. And as you say, I mean, you've also got the tech part property that's, you know, right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the vision is, you know, let's not just focus on the Bay Center, but let's focus on that entire area and try to do something that's transformative that we do once.
Right.
That we don't have to do piecemeal or
really plan it out for the future.
Right,
have a plan for that whole area because there's so much property there. It's right in the center of Pensacola. It has so much potential.
Right, yeah.
So much potential. And we're desperate for a convention center.
Yeah. I hear about it.
I hear that all the time.
Hey, I'd love to bring 500 people mm-hmm. to town for, you know, a convention or something like that. And you know,
there just aren't that many options.
Challenge, yeah.
There aren't that many
and
options.
You got Pensacon and events like that that, you know, are growing and mm-hmm. need additional space. So, you know, it's a good problem to have, but it's an important one that we get it right.
Yeah. So it's springtime. You're the CEO of the Pensacola Chamber. What are you looking forward to this spring and summer?
Wow. So
it's a loaded question.
Yeah. There's just so much happening. I also do want to throw out since it is spring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is your time.
Yeah. So we do have our golf tournament.
Yes.
That's coming up.
Of course.
On the 25th of April, also at Scenic Hills Country Club. We got a few team spots left. So if you're a golfer and want to come out for a great time with a bunch of Pensacola's business leaders.
Are you a golfer?
I love it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't get to play enough, but I do enjoy it and I'm very excited for this. But so I'm excited for that. But mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's just everything that's happening. You know, obviously the Blue Angels are doing their thing again and all that will be happening. You know,
sooner rather than later,
it'll be right upon
us again.
We're involved with the July 4th fireworks.
Yes.
We do that every year with Pensacola Young Professionals, so mm-hmm. we're gearing up for that. Yeah, it's just everything that, you know, is happening. So it's exciting.
You know, it's fun to be with the Chamber of Commerce. I can say that from my own experience because you get a chance to meet so many people. And you really have your finger on the pulse of the community because you really know what's happening. So what are some of the other good things coming up? We've got just a few minutes left that you'd like to talk about today.
Yeah. Golly. What?
There's so much happening.
I know. It's just like, what day is it? Okay.
I understand. I relate to that. It is Monday.
Right. It is Monday. You know, I know the Hog Fest is coming up. So mm-hmm. I have to give like a personal time on the Escambia County School Board Foundation board. So, you know, we give a shout out for that if you want tickets. So mm-hmm. we can get you tickets for that. And just lots of nonprofit events that are upcoming. I mean, it's just, you know, springtime is just chock full of things. And Blue Wahoos are back.
Yes, they had a good weekend,
they
too.
They started off really well.
Yes.
and excited to get out there and see them play.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a great, you know, facility. The team's fun. They do a great job of making a family-friendly experience and, you know, even if you don't know much about baseball, they just make it a great environment and a great experience. So,
yeah, they do a good job.
Yeah.
All right. So if someone would like to join the chamber or maybe come to one of the upcoming events, where can they find out that information and maybe give just a rundown? We've got about a minute left, a rundown of ways they can get a hold of you.
Yeah. Again, so PensacolaChamber.com is our website. You can find out if you want to become a member. We've got membership information, but you can find out our events. We have a community calendar where if you're a member of the chamber, you can put your events on that calendar. It is viewed a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's a very helpful tool.
Right, right.
For
but
planning.
Only if you're a member of the chamber can mm-hmm. you put your event on there. So mm-hmm. we get a lot of requests, but if you're not a member, we have to say no.
Yeah.
But we also find out about our events that are upcoming. Those are highlighted as well. But yeah, and you also go Facebook, Instagram.
It all goes together. Facebook, Instagram.
Runs,
yeah.
Right, right. LinkedIn. You know, you can go on there and you know see what's going on, what upcoming events, and yeah. So
all right.
Check us out.
So what do you think? You want to be our new News Radio 92.3 reporter about town?
Yeah. I'll be a roving reporter.
The roving reporter, Todd right. Thompson. Right. Well, he's roving around the community, that's for sure. Thanks so much, Todd, for all you do for right. Pensacola and the Pensacola Chamber. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Meg.
Okay. We've been listening to Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber. You can go to PensacolaChamber.com to find out more. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the news.